Food, especially healthy food, is expensive. It is so hard to find whole natural fruits and vegetables at a reasonable price, and no one knows this better than Balance of Nature. They are always searching for the highest quality farms that produce the highest quality fruits and vegetables, so you can get them at a fraction of the cost. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies contain only the best fruits and vegetables that undergo an advanced vacuum cold process that preserves the maximum nutrient content. This means you get the powerful health benefits of a wide variety of fruits and vegetables without expensive trips to the grocery store. Don't wait. Eat healthy and save money by going to balanceofnature.com today or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order when you use discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com. Look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
When it comes to politics, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The world is very different now, and yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Wednesday, you've made it halfway through your week. Yay! I'm saying all that for me. You made it halfway through your week, Kate. Anyways, I did the Alex Jones show earlier before this show, did that live, and did a whole hour on the fakery. What I failed to mention was all the fakery was to get you to not talk about the vaccine health impairments and death that your government ordered. And we'll talk more about that with Susan. Your government ordered Pfizer to manufacture those. It wasn't just Pfizer coming up with it. Anyway, your government would like you dead. I don't know how else to say it. I have to laugh because it's so ironic and funny that we don't see it. But as a populace, we don't see it. I also mentioned on the Alex Jones Show, Freedom Cities. And Susan, I wanted to get your take on this, but the freedom cities that Trump seems to be mentioning seem to be right along the same lines as the 15-minute cities. I'm not seeing much difference except for the fact that he mentioned flying cars. I'm like, why are we talking about freedom cities right now in a time when we're actually putting up 15-minute cities for Agenda 30 and Agenda 50? It seems so crazy to mention that right now as these cities are cropping up all over the nation.
So right? I listened to him talk about this, and it would be reclaiming federal land. So mm-hmm. land taken from the states.
Right.
And that's different. Okay.
And because
he's a builder, he's envisioning building projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's so much the surveillance aspect of it. I think it's like, let's take this virgin land, mm-hmm. which good land that belongs to the states, mm-hmm. give it back to the states and build housing for people.
Right.
So I think that's the underlying motive. And I don't think it has the same motive as the 15-minute cities.
Okay.
I think it's different.
All right. I think it does. But I mean, the way I'm looking at it is they took, like in my state of Utah, they took federal land that the prison was on, and then they
zoned
for this 15-minute city that they're building, yeah. and then moved the prison. So they're using federal lands too. But the only thing I've seen Trump talk about is the flying car aspect, which is kind of bizarre because, okay. I mean, but nothing about why the city would be a freedom city, except for the fact that you're taking the federal lands for that. But the problem is that that's what the 15-minute cities are doing, too. They're taking the federal lands and they're saying, oh, people can live here and get everywhere in 15 minutes. And isn't this grand? And they started doing surveys in Nevada. Right. So they started these surveys. And they started calling people and saying, hey, will you take a survey for $20, $40 if we can track you? But we'd like to know how far you travel to your destinations that you go every day. We'd like to track you on an app on your phone. And we'd like all your info, please. And we'll give you $40. You can sell your soul for $40. And it was all about the 15-minute cities. Like, what do you think about only having to travel a certain amount? And what it does is it actually imprisons you in the city. But that aspect's never talked about. If anything, if I were Trump right now, I'd be warning against the 15-minute cities instead of doing a parallel freedom city. Because people don't know that those 15-minute cities are cropping up in every state right now, and that money's been allocated. And I think it's money hijacked from the COVID dollars that they're all hiding.
Oh yeah,
right. They got that COVID
extra money.
Mm-hmm. My state got $105 billion, and it's vanished, disappeared. There's no accountability for it. And I think that money is going into building our virtual enslavement through the 15-minute city. But now would be a good time for Trump to talk about the 15-minute cities being bad, being a horrid experience for us as they take federal lands to do it. But haven't been seeing much of that.
Well, I think there's a Chinese model and a European model. Where are people there? They're in cities,
right?
And it's the opposite now. People mm-hmm. are leaving the cities here mm-hmm. to have a more rural lifestyle.
Right.
And so I don't know. I got the sense that his motivation was a little bit different, but
yeah,
maybe same result.
I don't know.
Maybe same result.
I wish he'd call out the 15-minute.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be nice. So I did the Alex Jones Show earlier, talked about a lot of things, talked about the insurance companies, and I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, about why Harry Laughlin is so important and why Cold Springs Harbor is so important in our history. It's never talked about. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Doug Hagman on the show tomorrow from Hagman Show. And we've been talking via email, and I can't wait to have him on. And of course, you can go to band.video, band.video, to see the Alex Jones episode earlier that I did. I didn't have a guest. I just did the whole hour. And we have a lot to talk about. What do you want to start off with?
Oh, my goodness.
We always have a lot to talk about. What do you want to start with?
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. Well, I love a good victory.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just mentioning before, high school football coach fired for prayer. He just won a $1.7 million settlement and is required to get his job back.
I love this.
He has to get the job
good.
Back. And
yeah.
the problem is, where is that money coming from? It's coming from the taxpayers
mm-hmm.
because the school boards were idiots.
Because they made a boneheaded decision and tried to take away someone's free speech and religious values and values just all across the board. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah. And we're having to pay the penalty for the absurdity. Why aren't the people having to pay this?
I don't know. So
our tax dollars have to go for it.
I hope other school boards take pause when they think about firing somebody. And I hope other coaches who feel like they want to pray. Mm-hmm. This was after the game and they objected to it. He'd been there for 7 years. So it wasn't like some weirdo who showed up and started praying. Mm-hmm. And the parents were okay with it. But the problem was the school board decided to take a stand. So now what's going to happen across the country? I hope this is a shot across the bow. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't push people around.
Yeah. Let's hope.
I mean.
That would be nice.
A few of that's got to hurt. It's a town of 44,000. Mm-hmm. And now their school has to pay out $1.7 million.
Amazing, isn't it?
So I think it's such good news. I just see we're winning these little victories here and there.
Yeah.
And they're adding up. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of pushing back, you know, just pushing back. The government, well, here's a story just so people can sleep better. Mm-hmm. There was missing uranium in Libya. Mm-hmm. Now, why would there be missing uranium? It's because Libya is a lawless country, right? Mm-hmm. There's just this new leadership in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we killed off Gaddafi.
We killed off Gaddafi, so who was holding back.
When our CIA does that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we get our guy in, then chaos erupts, and we wonder why there's chaos when the CIA puts their own guy in.
Oh, my gosh. So this is going on in the background. They have found the 10 drums. It contained 2.5 tons of natural uranium.
Yep.
And, you know, under Gaddafi, stuff like this was not happening. But Libya had this 2011 NATO-backed uprising, which outed Gaddafi. Mm-hmm. And then it collapsed into civil war. And so it reminded me somewhat of Ukraine, because it becomes this kind of lawless place.
Right. And we take over their minerals and all of the goodies that we want.
That's right. We take over their minerals. But interestingly enough, did you see in Nevada, there's a story that Biden has nixed the mining of rare earth minerals in Nevada. And now the governor of Nevada is saying, what are you doing? We can have this option here. And somebody in the comments said, yeah, because they're saving it for the Communist Chinese Party to come in Nevada.
Right. But this is where states' rights, this is where you go back to the lesson of states' rights, and states don't have to follow along with what the feds tell them to do. And they don't have to give the feds the power. But we rarely talk about that. We act like the feds are the overlords, like we have a king.
Well, they kind of are the overlords. Something else is percolating. It's all these things percolating in the background.
Mm-hmm.
There was a memo that was released that it was actually sent last year, and it was by a man in the Justice Department, Matt Graves, who said there's actually between 700 and 1,200 more indictments coming down regarding January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't the current people who've been currently indicted. And this doesn't include the hundreds who've already been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
These are brand new indictments. This is just scooping up all those people who didn't even go into the Capitol, who just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And so this is their goal. They're like the predators of honest Americans who wanted to speak out.
Yeah.
And so now this memo has come forward. Like 700 to 1,200 more indictments. What's going to happen to people who happen to have gone to D.C., thought they were just, you know, they brought their little backpack and their lunch and they were having such a good time? How are they going to sleep at night?
I don't know.
It's just unbelievable. So now Trump has said about this new so-called arrest that's kind of this fake cat laser, watch the laser thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, protest, protest, protest. And people said, well, we're not going to go out and protest.
Right.
And I thought, that's fine. That's not the only way you can protest.
Right.
You know, if you burned up the phones to your representative, they don't want all that hostility on the end of their phone lines. Right. Mm-hmm. Will we burn up the phones?
Yeah.
Is this how the Justice Department is going to look and work?
Well, we learned a big lesson from Harold Zeeger, the book Freedom's Nightmare. And the big lesson there was, you don't protest where they want you to protest. And the people didn't surround their capital in East Germany. They didn't surround their capital. They surrounded the churches peaceably. probably, because the feds wearing Patriot costumes, the Stasi wearing Patriot costumes and infiltrating, weren't there. They were waiting for them, you know, at the Capitol. And so you don't go where they want you to go. So when they say come to New York and do it, or they say come to the Capitol and do it, they would love for us to go those places because they control the theater there.
That's right.
The fakery, the feds dressed up like average Americans to try to entrap people. That's where they are. And so isn't it interesting that in East Germany, it was the masses that walked around the churches, because the feds are told, and I talked about this on Alex Jones, the feds are told we're the big problem. We're ready to erupt and be dangerous. So they have to rat us out and entrap us. Can you still do that as a Fed watching people walk around a church? It would be a lot harder, wouldn't it? So if you go to their playground, you're more likely to be part of their game. Whereas if you pick your playground and it's somewhere totally different, I think there's a better chance that where protests could actually work. But it's how we do it and where we do it, and not in their playground. They want us to come there, and that's why they keep telling us and gaslighting us and telling us, oh, they're ready at the Capitol. So that's the very place you should not go.
Or downtown yeah. Manhattan.
Yep. Or downtown.
Hundreds
Manhattan.
Of news reporters yep. waiting.
You don't go
for
to
the
their,
crowd to show up.
You don't play in their theater, because they have people, regular Americans that are feds that are trying to entrap you and make you into a domestic terrorist, which I know you're not. So speaks to a lot
Good
about
point.
The feds, doesn't it? Be right back, Keith Daly Show.
Most flagpole.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Yeah, that's easy to do because they can entrap you. So, yeah, it's easy to... for them to win all the time. I fought the law and the law won. The Bobby Fuller Four. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And if you can tell, I don't really like the feds. I think they're little traitorous Americans because they're willing to entrap people all the time and not care about it. And it's just amazing to me that they can get away with it. Anyways, welcome back to the show. Visit our wonderful sponsors, FIQ, Get the Copper, that I take every day, and Love, Magnesium, all these different products are so amazing. And like Morley Robbins said, if you have thyroid issues, be taking retinol. It means that you're missing retinol in your system. What is the oil? Cod liver oil. That actually has a lot of retinol in it. They actually have cod liver capsules that they sell. Amazing. Anyways, and it's a good source of copper too. I have Susan with me, and let me just say, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the vaccines that are still killing people and still causing cancers to erupt. And it's the one thing that all of these distractions are about, so that you don't think about the vaccine genocide that's going on, courtesy of our government. But I think one of the biggest things that RFK came out with was Robert Kennedy Jr. was, your government ordered these vaccines. They ordered pharma to produce these vaccines. And used, you know, they wanted them to be the producers, but they're the ones that made the order, and that your government wanted you to have these things in your arms. So, but let's talk about that. Let's talk about General Dynamics, too.
So there was something called VAERS, where people were supposed to report if they had adverse effects. And mm-hmm. VAERS was originally set up so that vaccine companies, if there was an uptick in problems, they could jump on it right away. And so doctors could report it. There were nurses who were filling out forms. And they made it harder and harder to fill out a form mm-hmm. because you had to do it all in one sitting or mm-hmm. it would reset. And it was a long form. So they kind of stood in the way. So then they pretended that these were astroturfed reports, like, oh, people are just filling these out as mm-hmm. astroturf, meaning fake. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi first said, oh, those crowds of Tea Partiers, it's astroturf. And we all looked at each other like, what is astroturf? Oh, because they know so well on the left.
She's astroturf.
She is, yes, the queen of astroturf, where you come up with fake crowds
so gosh awful.
That anyway. Are paid. Well, it turns out that Hebrew University professor Josh Gertzkow mm-hmm. Did a bunch of FOIA. He's posted 69 page of FOIA documents. These are contracts from General Dynamics, which is a defense contractor. The CDC contracted a defense contractor, General Dynamics, to handle the reporting on the VAERS database, to keep on top of it, to keep track of it, to report it. They knew every little thing. They knew everything right from the beginning.
General Dynamics.
And the CDC. Mm. That's who had hired them. And so they said that the CDC's original contract was $9.5 million. But then there were so many reports, they had to increase the amount of the funding. That's how many reports were coming in. That General Dynamics, a defense contractor, was hired to watch and monitor. So all this pretense, we didn't know, it's safe for kids, you know, there's no adverse effects. The CDC was completely fine going along with this, and then knowing full well that their own contractor was reporting actual numbers.
Yeah. And the FDA, by the way, in 2021, put on the myocarditis warning on the shot. And it went untalked about for a year.
Oh, just kind of hidden.
Yeah.
And so in August, it stated that officials anticipated 1,000 adverse events reports a day, with 40% of them being serious. And the numbers just went up and up. And they had all this information as early as January 15th of 2021. And most people could still have avoided all these adverse effects because the data was already in and most people had not yet had the vaccine. And they warned, General Dynamics warned the CDC that VAERS had blown through the expected 1,000 cases per day and even reached a level above 4,500 cases a day that were being reported.
Jeez.
To the point that General Dynamics couldn't process the data. It was coming in so fast. This is a professional defense contractor. So when the CDC acts like they don't know what their right and left hand were doing, they knew exactly.
And all coordinated with military. Using military.
So in December of 2020, when the shots were only available to people like doctors and professionals, there were already over 19,000 reports already. And close to 344,000 website visits of people going to VAERS to look. So by February 15th, General Dynamics reported a continued record-breaking set of reports and website visits. They had to add, in April, 200 extra staffers to monitor the amount of VAERS reports coming in. So when Fauci and all these people stood in front of us day after day, acting like everything was fine, they already knew that tens of thousands. They continued to process over 30,000 injury reports a week.
30,000. We shut down the swine flu President Ford vaccine for 50 deaths. Go ahead. It just makes me sick.
So when they added the 200 staffers, they had a backlog of 25,000 injury cases that they were trying to process off the VAERS website. They were so swamped. So 30,000 injury reports a week, and yet the CDC never said a word about it. Never said a word. And not only did they not take the products off the market, they began mandating them over late summer 2021. So 30,000 reports a week.
Jeez.
And now they're just accelerating the mandates.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they
like eugenics is what it tells me.
Well, and for them to say, so it says, keep in mind that after the government observed these events and after they knew about the 7.7% clinical injury rate from the CDC's own VSAFE program, which corroborated the VAERS data, they accelerated the approval of these shots for children.
Yep.
That's when they did the hard push. So we kind of, it gave the impression, they weren't looking at VAERS. They knew that VAERS was unreliable. That's kind of the attitude that they were projecting at the CDC to the public. Like they're not taking it seriously.
Right.
they were taking it 1,000%
seriously.
Well,
it's kind of like Biden. Biden is put out there as incompetent, but it's really sabotage. And this is what the CDC is, too. They put themselves out there as incompetent. This is why when they were on the Today Show, they went, we have hope, but no data. This was last year in the fall. We have hope, but no data. Yeah, you got lots of data. So they want to look incompetent to cover up all the evil that they're doing, the CDC, but really it's sabotage. So they just want it to look like incompetence. Same thing with King Fraud-A-Lot. Everybody snickers at his incompetence, but it just covers up sabotage. Same thing.
Well, and yeah. Now we have the emails to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So in a criminal case, these would be proof of mm-hmm. criminal activity. So emails show that that in July 2021, when the shots should have been canceled, Peter Marks, head of the FDA Center for Biological Evaluation and Research, pressured Marion Gruber, head of the Office of Vaccine Research and Review, to truncate, that means accelerate, just mm-hmm. skip over this stuff, skip it, and fully approve the Comirnaty shot, mm-hmm. which is still not available.
Right.
So she finally, after seeing all this, resigned in protest. But she did. But in her resignation letter, she was careful because she did not want to undermine confidence in the vaccine. So these are the true believers in charge.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of that clip from the 60s I have where the CD, where the, wasn't it the FDA at the time, was saying, it was the head of the FDA, and he was saying, well, yeah, we knew the shots were terrible. We knew they were bad, but we still wanted, it was important that the shots continued. We needed to get the shots out, even though we knew that there were a problem with them. And this was polio. Even though we knew there were issues with them, we still wanted to get them in the arms because the most important thing, he said, was that the vaccine program continue and not go interrupted. And this is the agency that you think is helping your health? Oh, my gosh.
Well, and a lot of people, yeah, when there is big money like this, you get this momentum mm-hmm. that nothing's mm-hmm. going to stop it.
Yeah. That's exactly what
happened. I mean, it could be a 50% injury rate. They wouldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Because they have too much committed to it. And now that there's proof that they knew and that they were taking VAERS seriously all along.
Yeah.
And knew about it. Fauci knew about it. Mm-hmm. All these little Redfield knew about it. And now Redfield, who was over Fauci, has come out and just said, yeah, mm-hmm. I was cut out of meetings.
Right.
I didn't know certain things. So now we have General Dynamics. This is a thing that anybody should bring up. Why was General Dynamics monitoring this? Why did they have to hire an additional 200 people to deal with so many, 30,000 reports a week?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you have, nobody's asked that question because we didn't have those facts and now we do.
Yeah. And first the military, we have our military order the shots to be made, and then we're the ones that go over the data. And then basically the CDC is out there doing all the talking, but nobody realizes that we're utilizing our military to do this. We have so much in military intelligence. I say the feds a lot and the CIA, but we have military intelligence that's so bad, doing so many horrific things. And we just think everyone in the military is everyone in the military. Everyone has family. I have family in the military. Everybody thinks it's great. But we very rarely recognize that we have the intel groups. And the intel groups produce a lot of these actors in the theater, like the guys at J6. These are Navy intel, Air Force intel. Ashley Babbitt, who they say was shot and killed, I don't believe that story, was actually Air Force intel.
That's a coincidence.
It's just a coincidence, yes, by the coincidence there
and,
is.
And Jaden, who filmed it, his father was military intelligence. Uh-huh. Yeah. Coincidence.
Yep.
So speaking of that, Moderna head is now being called before Congress.
Right.
Today, actually, this happened because they're increasing the amount of the COVID shot. I think it's $140 a shot.
Making money.
Yeah. So Moderna reported, and they're getting sued. They're saying that that they infringed on a patent.
Uh-huh.
But they are claiming, Moderna's defense in the lawsuit isn't that the company didn't steal the critical technology it's accused of stealing. Instead, the company claims that thanks to an obscure 100-year-old statute, liability in the case actually belongs to the U.S. government because it funded the development and purchase of the end product in question.
Mm.
So no matter how bad this turns out, if the government funded it, don't blame the company.
Right.
Look to the government. And they actually may have a point.
And by the way, you mentioned the guy who filmed the Ashley Babbitt shooting.
Yes.
And, you know, the shooting they say happened. I don't believe it actually did after watching the video. There's no way. But let me just say, wasn't it amazing that he got that on video? I mean, out of all the moments you could be filming and pointing your camera at that exact event.
Wow.
Said the host sarcastically. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Right. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm here with Susan. Melissa was earlier. Susan's right now. And always on Wednesdays, these ladies join me. And then Doug Hagman from The Hagman Show tomorrow. I'm going to be on his show. He's going to be on mine. And also, make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I can't speak highly enough about Balance of Nature. It's such a fantastic product. And I'm so reliant on it. Let me just tell you, 31 fruits and vegetables, 31 a day. Can't go wrong. My gosh, that is an amazing amount of vegetables and fruits that are good for you and you need the nutrients. When you go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate. Okay, put in the code Kate. You'll love this product and start taking it right away. In about a week and a half, you'll start to feel the difference. Okay, it takes about a week and a half. And go to balanceofnature.com, put in my name, Kate, then the show gets credit. And then also you get 35% off and free shipping for doing that. So pretty amazing. Also sponsors of my show, preparewithkate.com, be getting your food storage. This is not a time to relax on that. This is your window of opportunity and make sure that you can still get things at decent prices that you can actually afford. This is the time. Be getting beef, be getting chicken, be getting all of those things. Because I'm telling you, we are seeing, when I had Farmer Kirk on yesterday, we're starting to see the fallout. And there's some pretty big fallout going on in the meat department. So make sure you have enough. And they have got great specials right now. Preparewithkate.com goes into Patriot Supply, and it's awesome. They've got some deals for you. And you're going to definitely want to check out. And also, well, there's just great sponsors. What can I say? The Zelenko products are amazing. Make sure you have those, too, in your arsenal. Okay, Susan, Ukraine.
Oh, my
gosh. What did you want to say?
Okay, so somebody pointed this out, and it just blew my mind. So we have this big drama going on in Manhattan with this DA trying to arrest Alvin Bragg, arrest Trump. And you go, well, that's just a weird thing. Well, it turns out that there's a bank in Ukraine. It's called Privat Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner, the oligarch, Kolomoisky owned it, but it was nationalized in 2016. And despite billions of dollars sent by the U.S. and IMF, it went through restructuring. But it turns out that the husband of the guy who did the restructuring, the guy's name was Simon Freakley, I kid you not. His wife, Meg Reese, is the chief assistant to Alvin Bragg's, who's trying to arrest Trump.
So if you want to know how they get people to do these things and create all this theater, There you go. They're all tied into a little cabal. There's no coincidence here for all you coincidence theorists that like to put your head in the sand. There's no coincidence. That's how they get people to do things.
There's 350 million Americans.
Right.
And it turns out the wife of the guy who restructured the bank with the missing money.
And when they say restructuring, that means somebody pocketed some money.
Yes.
So
because
no
billions went over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the media has been reporting, too, that all this money that we've been sending is trying to help, is being put into the Ukrainian government pensions,
the whole
retirement funds.
Fake as hell. I mean, it's just so, it's so idiotic now for people to get all emotional. I love Ukraine. The Ukraine is, I mean, Russia, Russia, Russia. And of course, I back Ukraine. I mean, it's a farce. It's a farce at this point. And we have to be able to see what's actually going on.
Well,
this is getting ridiculous.
So I'm so glad somebody found this out. And then there were links to each one of the statements. And sure enough, you go to these articles and there it is.
Yep. And then also it was John Sullivan from Utah, actually.
Yes.
The guy that was Mr. Antifa wearing the MAGA hat. He was the one that filmed Ashley Babbitt. It just happened to catch that whole entire thing on film and had the camera pointed right at it.
It was just a few feet away.
Yes. That's why, I mean, the characters involved, and he's already been outed as a major lefty loony that could be controlled and told what to do. And so he was just right there for the crowd, right there to capture Ashley Babbitt, who was Air Force intelligence, to go down. And then there wasn't the blood. Nothing was going on that was normal. And but he was right there to capture it all on tape. Okay.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add to Tucker Carlson last night, Tuesday night, ran some more footage of January 6th. And inadvertently in the back, people said, and it's true, you can see the woman, Roseanne Boyland, who was allegedly killed, murdered by Capitol Police, beaten to death. First, she was gassed, then trampled. And her friend, a guy in a green jacket, is there trying to get her help. But then he is pushed around and trampled, too. So they actually identified the officer, police officer Lila Morris. It shows her beating Roseanne dozens of times as she lay unconscious on the steps of the Capitol. But there was such a crush of people because the police started tear gassing people. And if you've ever been close to tear gas or close to pepper spray, even, it's just overwhelming.
Right.
And so it caused people to fall back and start trampling each other. So there's something to point out and notice there. I wanted to point out this story. Oh, my gosh. Marshall, Missouri police are warning that movie prop money is being circulated in the town as actual money, movie prop money. But Clayton Morris, at his fantastic podcast called Redacted, and it's on YouTube, he used to work for Fox, but he's a finance guy. He said, you know, there was this rule in the game, the board game Monopoly, and it really sums up our banking system perfectly. So he showed the Monopoly card. Here's the rule. If you open up the Monopoly board and you ask the question, well, what if the bank runs out of money? And it says some players think the bank is bankrupt if it runs out of money. This is like the Fed running out of money. But it says the bank never goes bankrupt. To continue playing using slips of paper to keep track of each player's banking transaction until the bank has enough paper money to operate as the banker again can issue new money on slips of ordinary paper. And that's the Monopoly board game, which sums up how our Fed has actually just been using plain paper, just coming up with more money. And Clayton Morris said something that was so shocking. He said, you know, banks used to have to be required to keep 10% of depositors' assets in the bank, and then they could loan out the 90%. Except when COVID came, that requirement went down to zero.
Right.
They were required to keep zero money of depositors.
Remember how we said on the show that May and June kind of targety dates for the new digital currency? Fed now, the new Federal Reserve digital system that they've been hiring for since the end of February. They were hiring in San Francisco, paying almost $200,000 a year for people to sign on as the people that were piloting the program. FedNow system, payment system, will be up in July. They will be, that's the target date to get this going. And their July launch. for FedNow service. All of this is coming as central bank digital currency, digital dollar, is being unveiled. And I think the system's already been there, but I'll talk more about that tomorrow. But it's so amazing to me that they are letting people know now that July is their target and not too far off from the May, June that we expected.
And we can see from the vaccine and their approach, the damage, they don't care, they push forward.
Yep.
Will they be any different with digital currency? No matter how much pain it inflicts, they'll just keep pushing forward. I have to say, watching YouTube, two commercials came up. One, shockingly, was for mortuary stretchers, and it showed somebody pushing a mortuary stretcher. And I thought, why are they running commercials for mortuary stretchers on YouTube?
Yeah.
What in the world? And anyway, I just thought that was just really strange.
Yeah,
like I've never in my life seen anything like that. So Clayton Morris also pointed out that the Fed tried this before where they said, we're going to go out into the community. We're going to set up our own little Fed community bank and try and lend out money. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have access to people. People wouldn't take loans from them.
Right.
They just didn't have the depth. So their experiment failed. So I guess now they'll just do it with force. Coercion, right?
Yeah.
They'll just have people accepting it.
Well, by the way, they said the CB. So Jerome Powell said that the new digital currency would take years. Isn't it interesting that they pretty much almost have it ready? And I'll go into more detail because I want to talk about what I saw and witnessed in the bill, the COVID bill, back in 2021. So I'll talk about that tomorrow. But they said they weren't even close to doing this, and it's just months away. Four months. I mean, it's like everything else they do. It's full of lies. And
and it's years ahead, right?
Yeah, years and years ahead of, they've been ready for a long time with this.
So Clayton Morris said, you know, if the Fed raises rates today, and they did, Jerome Morris raised it another 25% percentage point, which means it's now 4.5 percentage points above where it was a few months ago. And this is unprecedented. And they felt like they had to do it because inflation is skyrocketing, right? Well, because they keep increasing energy prices. Mm-hmm. So everything keeps going up.
Yep.
But their goal is job destruction so that enough people are out of work. Amazon just announced another round of layoffs. Yet there was a commercial on YouTube about Amazon's a great employer. Please. I thought, what? They're trying to hide the fact that they're laying off thousands of people.
Right.
So once you have a slowdown in the economy, now you can say, hey, we have the answer, green energy for your minimal energy needs. Shrink the economy. So now green energy can provide a greater percentage of the overall energy. That's the goal. So, and we're stuck with the digital currency, right? So, anyway, that is Jerome Powell, and it happened on the day that they pulled back from indicting Trump. I thought that was interesting. Like, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Right.
And Michael Cohen's lawyer came out and said, essentially, the guy's a liar. I told the grand jury that documents are being withheld from you to see what a liar he is. And now that's on hold. But there's the Ukrainian connection. Isn't that so interesting?
Yeah, that is. That is. I mean, it's a little cabal. That's how you get the people to do it.
Well,
these things.
You can't even make it up.
No. And I think, I don't know, I just think the whole thing is a staged situation. There's things going on with Russia and China right now and Saudi Arabia. And you know, it's like the conjuring up to finally get rid of the petrodollar and to really kick it in the heels and bring on the digital currency. All that has to happen, but it has to get up to that point, too. And so that's all taking place, but we're being distracted by all of these things that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, and the president of China said something is happening now that hasn't happened in 100 years, and that is their forced alliance with Russia. So that they can cut us out.
Right.
Right.
But all of it's carefully planned. I mean, Russia and China are part of all of this, too. That's why we never get blowback for anything. We don't get blowback for Russiagate. We don't get blowback for the China disease because we keep saying China did it. But there's no blowback there. They don't care that we keep making them the scapegoat. I mean, everyone's playing their part. And the parts include bringing down America and making sure that they erode everything about our Constitution and enter into our financial privacy and make it so that it's all digital. The hill to die on with all of this is digital currency, because then they control the masses more so than they ever have, right? Well, Russia does it, China does it, they all do it. So they're all in on the erosion of America and the erosion of what's left of anybody's financial privacy in all the countries.
That's right.
So they lead up to it.
They know how dependent we are on the numbers in the bank, right? Mm-hmm, because we don't produce our own food. We don't produce our own clothes. So we have to. Who's good at barter? Very few people.
Yeah.
Right? But we have to get better.
Yeah.
Now is the time. And I also wanted to say, with this destruction of the economy and destruction of jobs, these are real people's lives, and it's going to be devastating. Mm-hmm. Suicides always go up. Mm-hmm. And so I have just made a determination, just take better care of your friends.
Yeah.
Be a better caregiver of the people in your life.
Right.
You know?
Let them know that's not the answer.
Yeah. And well, and
we
just
need all hands on deck.
Absolutely. Not to be superficial. To really involve yourself in people's lives.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but that's going to be the hard part, to see the destruction.
Yeah.
And we just have to stick
it
out together.
This.
We will. We will. And I think it's going to be better as we fight them and resist.
And don't fight in their playgrounds.
No.
Resist going to where they want you to go to protest.
Always.
Where they've already set up your demise and the accusation of being a domestic terrorist.
And the geofencing.
We need to claim our own turf.
Yes.
Yeah, and the geofencing. It is amazing that it's not about protest. You can only protest in certain places. We have to figure out where and how to protest differently than they want us to. But still protest all that's happening. Thanks, Susan. Appreciate it. And Melissa, be back tomorrow. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. Go visit our wonderful sponsors. Start taking Balance of Nature. Get your MyPillow products for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Thanks, you guys. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to the MyPillow 2.0 commercial.
Good. Cut. We got it.
Welcome to the set of the MyPillow 2.0, the most amazing pillow in history. That new technology is still the MyPillow's patented fill. But now we have new technology we didn't have back when I invented MyPillow that's going to help you sleep. It's absolutely amazing, and you're the first ones that can check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code on your screen, and we brought back the buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, to help the show, but also to get your buy one, get one free pillow with the new patented technology. And guess what? You can get through a whole night. You won't be sweating through the night. In fact, it keeps your neck and head really cool, and you're going to love the new patented technology on this 2.0 pillow. Get one. You're going to love it. I'm serious. Thanks, you guys.